Hi, my name is Michelle. I was about 3 years old when I lost my father to gang violence. Growing up as a little girl without a father was always hard on me. I had some struggles in life, yes, but I always pushed through them because I had an amazing, strong woman by my side. Still, I always felt like something was missing. Time to time, I like to let you know how I'm doing, even though you're not here physically with me. My dad was a very good man. He had the purest heart in the world, despite all his tattoos and his grumpy-looking face. Although my dad was a very smart man, he didn't make the smartest choices growing up. At age 14, he joined a gang, started to do dumb things. He was in and out of juvenile hall. He had 3 children, my sister Sunshine, me, and my younger brother Angel. We all had different mothers, yes. We were all an exact year apart. My father got away with his words. You know that saying, cats have 9 lives? Well, so did my dad. Crazy, right? When he was 19, he got shot in his leg. He survived it. Then when he was 22, he got shot 2 times, one in his arm and one in his thigh. Finally, his time had come. He was on his way to see my mom and I, and a car had pulled up on him and shot him 9 times. He sadly didn't make it. Sometimes I wish I could tell you face to face how my first day of high school went, how I started to learn how to drive, all the things you could have been guiding me through. Hey, I also wanted to tell you, I have a boyfriend now. I know. Things might seem bad, but he's a very sweet guy. I wish you could meet him. Mom already met him. She wasn't so sure in the beginning, but she warmed up to him. Back in freshman year, I started to fall back. Not going to class, hanging with the wrong crowd. Didn't see a point, really. My mom would cry every night because she thought I was going to end up like you. I just didn't care. I would use you as an excuse for why I was messing up in life. My mom had finally sat me down, and she sat me down straight too. And we talked things through. I started to get my stuff together. I moved to a new school called USC East College Prep. I started to do a lot better. Way better, in fact. Starting getting A's and B's. I was making mom so proud. I also started getting closer to my family again. I had distanced myself from them for a while. I had so much anger built inside of me because somebody had taken you away from me. My family had taught me to let that anger go. My family had given me so much love and so much strength and such a beautiful life. I had finally let go of that anger I had built inside of me for years. And I thank them so much for that, showing me the right path of what life is really about. Life is short as it is. I would like to cherish every moment of it. All I would like to say is this. If you had a mom, dad, aunt, uncle, sister, or brother that has passed due to gang violence, let them go, because I know they would want you to move on in life and explore what they sadly couldn't. They would want you to succeed in life, be something. I know once they are gone, it's gonna leave an ugly scar, but try to think of it as a beauty mark they left behind. All those amazing memories you have with them. The beautiful things they left behind. About 100,000 people die due to gun violence. Us kids are the future. So let's try and lower those numbers. Let's make our community a better and safer place for our future kids. One more thing I would like to say. Dad, I will always love you, and I hope you're watching over me and my family.